who all condemned him to be guilty of death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast of the Holy Face of Jesus. You probably won't find it in your missals, but it was in the 1950s when we still had a pope, when he gave all the religious orders and all the dioceses in the world the permission to celebrate as a feast this great and old devotion where we honored the Holy Face of Jesus, which is so cruelly abused by his enemies. Many saints, including Saint Therese, the Little Flower, have truly loved and promoted this great devotion where we, unworthy sinners, look the result of our sins in the Holy Face of Jesus. One of the reasons I like this feast so much that this feast of the Holy Face is so Catholic in its essence. Many Protestants, they are perfectly willing to follow Jesus when he rises in glory on Easter Sunday and ascends to heaven on Ascension Thursday. But there are very few people who are willing to follow Jesus when he begins his passion and his suffering. If we want to one day see our Lord at the pearly gates of heaven, we need first to look upon the face of our bruised and tortured Christ. I remember from my childhood a hymn which we used to sing on Good Friday, which explains this thing very beautifully. It goes, "There's a path starting from the Garden of Gethsemane, and this path leads to the place of Calvary, and every step on the way is led by the Holy Ghost. That path finally ends to heaven, but that path is filled with pain." And why it was so much pain, and why is the face of our Christ so sad and bruised? It's because of sin. As Saint Paul writes, "For the stipends of sin is death." And we heard today in the Gospel that Jesus was condemned guilty of death. But he, namely Jesus, he was not the guilty part. Who was? All of us, because all of us have sinned. But one big difference between a Catholic and a Protestant is that a Catholic must be ready to do penance for his sins. That's why Catholics start the Lenten penances tomorrow on Ash Wednesday. We are reminded that one day this body of ours, which has sinned, it will be reduced to dust. And if we truly want to see Jesus in heaven, if we truly want to meet him and Mary at the pearly gates of heaven, we must stop and go through Calvary. It is our sins which crucified our Lord, but all of us are always free to choose if we commit a sin or not. It is us who have always chosen to sin, and one day we will do penance for our sins, whether we want it or not. That's why we Catholics, we humble ourselves and do penance on this earth so that we would not need to do that after our death. I like this feast also so much because it makes us to choose our side. Are we with the crowd who shouts, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him"? The best choice we can make is not to join the crucifiers at all, but be like Mary and Saint John, always faithful to Jesus and never abandon him through mortal sin like his crucifiers did. Because sin is a free choice, and you, when you commit a sin, you are always to blame. But it is our bruised and tortured Jesus who does not want you to sin, but he wants to see you one day in heaven, and we can never abandon him by choosing to follow our will by sinning rather than do the will of God like Jesus did. Remember, children, that it is perfectly possible to you to live your whole life without ever committing a mortal sin. It is hard, true, but that's why our Lord gave us the sacraments and his grace, that we might one day, after this life of sorrows, see him at the pearly gates of heaven. He said, "Be you perfect, therefore, as also your heavenly Father is perfect." Our Lord would never have given us this command had he not also given us the means to fulfill it, namely prayer and the sacraments. So therefore, children, on this feast of the Holy Face, look upon the face of our Lord, look upon the face of our Christ, and be very devoted throughout your whole lives to follow him, whether those days are good and joyful or sorrowful and painful. There's this nice statue of child Jesus in one of our classrooms, which shows him holding the sign saying, "If you love me, follow me." Remember those words, children, and whether your life as his follower is a joyful and a great or sorrowful and painful, and never give up, but always trust to his mercy, and there you truly will see him one day at the pearly gates of heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.